Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1180, where we serve up the best trivia on the internet. Let's dive into the first round. The category, what's he like? First question. This is the national capital that a Sinophile would most likely desire to visit. The correct answer is Beijing, formerly known as Peking. Second question. A discophile isn't necessarily a fan of discos, but they do have a fondness for these items that are used there. The answer is records. Third question. A logophile is an enthusiast of these, whether they're long or short, Latinate or Anglo-Saxon. The answer is words. Fourth question. Name one of the two letters that can begin the standard term for a lover and connoisseur of wine. The answer is O or E for enophile or enophile, respectively. Fifth question. Hailing from the French language, this term refers to someone who wouldn't miss a Samuel Fuller or Alain Resnais festival. The answer is cinephile. Let's move on to round two. The category, Grammar AZ. First question. S, derived from the Greek for orderly arrangement, this is the set of rules for the proper arrangement of a sentence. The correct answer is syntax. Second question. In a sentence, the primary components are the subject and this, which represents what is said about the subject. The correct answer is the predicate. Third question. This form of a verb should ideally never be split, according to some. The correct answer is an infinitive. Fourth question. Nouns, adjectives, and adverbs can all serve as these qualifiers. The correct answer is modifiers. Here's the fifth question. Our essential information is contained in a clause that is not only relative, but also has this characteristic. The answer is restrictive. Let's move on to round three. The category, world place names. First question. The Arabic name of this biblical town means house of meat. Its Hebrew name translates to house of bread. The answer is Bethlehem. Second question. According to legend, this sea is named after Theseus' father, who flung himself into its waters, believing his son was dead. The answer is the Aegean Sea. Third question. We're keen on this Spanish city that tradition says was founded by and named after Pompey. The answer is Pamplona. Fourth question. Can you sense the aroma? The name of this former British colony translates from Chinese as fragrant harbor. The answer is Hong Kong. Fifth question. This Indian capital was named as such to distinguish it from an older city bearing the same name. The answer is New Delhi. Now it's time for round four. The category, the Hall of Fame position. First question. Kermoses Wilt. The answer is center in basketball. Second question. Dizzy. The answer is pitcher. Third question. Magic, John, that's John Stockton to be precise. The answer is point guard. Fourth question. Tony Esposito, Vladislav Tretiak, Ken Dryden. The answer is goalie in the context of hockey. Fifth question. Lawrence L.T. Taylor, Ted the Mad Stork Hendricks, Harry No Cool Nickname Carson. The answer is linebacker. Finally, we've reached the last round, the category, short subjects. And yes, that's short, in quotes. First question. This term can refer to a cropped permanent, a brief gesture of farewell, or a type of radio band. The answer is a shortwave. Second question. Puritan Wesson or Crisco? The answer is types of shortening. Third question. One might say that a hapless person is perpetually a day late, and this. The answer is a dollar short. Fourth question. If you quickly become short of breath, you are this. The answer is short-winded. Fifth question. This comedian is known for playing a character whose greatest thrill in life is meeting the following. The answer is Martin Short. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.